Thank you, Mr. Vice President. Albania welcomes the report of the Working Group on Discrimination Against Women and Girls, which highlights the important contribution made by girls and women to the promotion of gender equality and the advancement of human rights through their activism in political and public life. We note with great concern that gender-based sexual and domestic violence has increased dramatically in all regions of the world during the COVID-19 pandemic, having as victims girls and young women. On the other hand, beyond the devastating effects of the COVID-19 pandemic, ongoing crises caused by conflicts and displacement, climate change, natural disasters, sharp socioeconomic inequalities, political instabilities, and rampant digitalization have had a considerable impact on the possibilities for girls young women to exert their activism. We emphasize the Working Group's opinion that the empowerment of girls and young women through their respect, protection and fulfillment of their rights is an indispensable precondition inclusive, peaceful and sustainable societies and the achievement of gender equality. Albania continues to prioritize the elimination of discriminatory gender norms and practices that limit leadership and full participation of women in political institutions and public life. In this regard, we proudly report that significant achievements on the participation of women in important decision-making processes are made. Albania currently ranks among the top 5 gender-balanced governments of the world. The current government features the largest representation of women in country's history. 12 out of 16 ministerial positions are held by women. Albania supports the recommendation of the Working Group addressed to all stakeholders by acknowledging that the right of girls and young women to participate in political and public life is guaranteed under international human rights law. We call on states to carefully consider these recommendations. I thank you, Mr. Vice President.